All right, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson. My name is Don Jennings. We are in the second hour of our show, and we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A. And my guests here tonight, Mozart's sister, thanks you guys for coming down tonight.
Thank you for having us.
We had you down here, what was it, about a month or 2 months ago when your CD was released to just chat a little bit, but now we get the full hour-long Studio 2A performance. Really looking forward to this. And as I mentioned, you're in here to promote your newest CD, The Girls We Followed Home. And how did that CD release party go over at Plush?
It was great. We had a lot of people out. I mean, even though it was on a Thursday, we had tons of people out and a lot of support.
Yeah, it was a great show. Before there were oceans, Underwater City people from L.A. played on the bill with us. It was a blast. We had a great time. The fans were great.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the new album, is it available around stores for folks who weren't able to get out to the CD release party?
Yes, it is. It's available at both Zia locations. It's also available at Southwest Guitar Studio. It's available at CD Baby, and it's also available now on iTunes.
Okay, great. And there's also a couple places folks can go online to get more information about you, and that would be www.mozartsister.com, as well as your MySpace page, myspace.com/mozartsister. Got a little bit ahead of myself here, so let's rewind, and for folks who don't already know you guys, introduce yourselves to the listeners. Ladies first.
I'm Amy Munoz. I play bass, and I sing.
And I'm Julie Bonner, and I play drums.
I'm Phil Hemo. I play guitar.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure having the trio in here this evening. How did this this ensemble come together? How long have you guys been together, and how did it all start?
You know, about, what was it, Julie, 2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
A band that I had, the Diagonals, was playing a show, and one of Julie's bands was playing, and we hooked up, and we had a very pleasant conversation, and I've had in the back of my mind for a long time that a trio with a female singer would be very attractive, not only musically, but you have an ensemble configuration that's very rare, that you don't see very often. And, you know, Julie and I, we had a great conversation. We seemed to share a lot of musical interests. And then it was just trying to find the exact right person. And, you know, Julie, you ran into Amy, right?
Yep. First time I met Amy was at Congress, and she was playing over with the Pedestrians, right? You're filling in on it?
Yeah, I was sitting in for the anniversary, the first one. I know they've had several since.
2 years ago. Well, 2 years from Amy. Yeah.
And we just hit it off.
Yeah.
And then we got together, and it was really, you know, we're all professional people in real life, and we aspire to be the best musicians that we can be. And there was very, very good chemistry. We're all very good friends. And, you know, we've been playing together now for, 14, 15 months?
It's like a baby.
I know, it's like 9 months pregnant.
I beg your pardon?
Like a year and a half, roughly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have made some great strides during that time with the release of your first full-length album, as we just mentioned, The Girls We Followed Home, and the prior EP, which I guess, was it then just more of a demo leading up to this full-length album? Is that what it was ultimately?
Yeah, it was just a book shows, basically.
Yeah.
Just a recording, so.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past few months, you guys have played quite a few of the venues around town, you know, from one end of town to the other, out Fender Skirts, you guys have played out there,
yeah.
And Plush and Vaudeville and Congress. So you guys have kind of made the rounds. Mm-hmm. It's great to see. And just this past week, you were at Club Crawl. How did that go for you?
That was great. You know, we had a lot of people show up for us, and we were just able to kind of cut loose. And
you made a lot of
crazy
new friends,
yeah.
Too, which is always wonderful when you play and you make people come up to you and enjoy what we did and enjoy sharing the music with us. And, you know, we make new friends that way. It's wonderful.
Oh, and I also like seeing some of the bands, like right after us, it was Infernal Racket, and they're really fun. And a lot of people were dancing. It was cool to see some bands that I haven't seen yet live.
Right.
And that was a good experience.
And the Sand Rubies were cool, so.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually something I wanted to touch on a little bit later, so hold that thought, and we'll come back to that. But right now, I'd really love to get to some stuff here in Studio 2A, if you're willing.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right.
Sure.
Mozart's Sister right here on Locals Only on 91.3 FM, KXCI.
This is a little song about Paris Hilton. Thank you.
That's hot. Your best friend has a ring since 1972. She's fitting kid size Manolo blanks. Says you should be too. I wonder where you are tonight, picking 24 karat gold. I think David Bowie had it right when he said the world's been sold. Daddy, daddy, it's so, so cold, and I wanna go home. So I can bounce down in the city, yeah, myself home. Daddy, daddy, it's so, so cold, and I wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home. Sometimes it feels like somebody's watching me. Daddy, it's so, so cold, and I wanna go home. Spreading my sound in the city, yeah, myself home. Daddy, daddy, it's so, so cold, and I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Wow. Daddy, daddy, it's so, so cold, and I'm all alone. Spreading by the sound of the city. Daddy, it's so, so cold, and I wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home. 'Cause that's hot. I wouldn't steal. I wouldn't steal. I
This little song goes out to Don Jennings. I can be anything, anything but what you need.
All right, once again, in case you just tuned in, you're listening to Mozart's Sister, recorded live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on KXCI. Thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you.
Briefly, in the last segment, Julie and Amy, we started talking about some of the Tucson bands that you guys saw at Club Crawl, and I was kind of curious to know if there's some other local bands that you guys have either been fans of for a while or recently picked up on that you wanted to throw some props out to.
I'm a big fan of a lot of local music, like the Gunrunners. They're very cool. They're kind of like Ted Riviere is a local singer-songwriter. He heads that one up. And then there's the San Rubies, Luminarios, very cool people.
Oh, we've played with so many people, so many really great musicians.
Really.
That's what's nice. You know, in Tucson, there are so many good bands that, and the venues allow for a lot of diversity and a lot of variety. So, you know, we've been very lucky to play with, you know, so many great bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last week on the live segment of Locals Only, I had Days Unfold on, and
great
when I mentioned
guys.
That you guys were going to be on this week, they are all like, yeah, girls with instruments. and Phil. Dave was all about Phil, and the rest of the band was all about Amy and Julie. So, but so yeah, you guys have fans, and Days Unfold.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good guys.
I caught a little bit of them at Club Crawl right before we played. Uh-huh. They played at 9, we played at 10, so I saw two songs worth.
Well, I did want to mention too, and this is kind of a circuitous route to my ultimate question, but last year Phil and I were both judges in the Arizona Daily Star Battle of the Bands, and a couple years ago some of the judges included Kathy Rivers, Lila Lopez, because the organizer of the event was trying to sort of draw in some younger female artists into the mix, because the Battle of the Bands has been dominated by a lot of all male ensembles. Now obviously you guys are a three piece that's two-thirds female, and really rare in the Tucson music scene for, you know, certainly there's a lot on the folky side of the scene, but when it comes to rock and roll, very few are doing it, but you guys are doing it and doing it well. So a couple questions, actually. One of, to tie it back to what I was saying about the Battle of the Bands, if you were to meet younger female musicians, like high school age musicians who were, you know, budding musicians that wanted to play rock and roll, what sort of advice would you have for them?
Well, with that, also what I tell parents and stuff is my parents are cool and all, but they didn't want me to play drums when I was younger, so I played piano, viola, I would say with all the invention of digital instruments, too, now I think anyone can play anything, and they don't have to, like, hurt their parents' ears or, you know, kill their neighbors and stuff like that, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I would just say represent, because, I mean, people come to the show and they're like, oh, chicks playing a bass and drums, wow. So like, we're kind of a small freak show for a couple of minutes. and then people like, oh my God, you guys can actually play. Like at the Club Crawl, I had three or four guys come up to me and say, wow, you're playing chords and you're all over the place and that bass is like taller than you. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And they're just so surprised, and I'm just taken back by that. So I just always tell female musicians to represent and just, you know, show your talent and don't like feed off of that, oh, you're a female and you can lift an instrument, great.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that we, you know, musically we live in this mass culture society where, you know, American Idol is like the predominant artistic form in popular music. And, you know, if some young person wants to play alternative grunge music in the year 2007 or 2008, they should do it if that's what they want to do. And they shouldn't be influenced by the fact that the mainstream society has moved towards that commercialism to such a great extent.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a little bit of a difficult stereotype to overcome, I would think, you know, when alternative rock has historically been dominated by male fronted bands. And so that's why I was kind of curious to get your angle on it and, you know, see how it's, if it's been a challenge for you guys thus far, or if it's just something that just rolls off your back and you just play the music.
But just think of all the really great 90s alterna bands, you know, the Massachusetts stuff, like Juliana Hatfield or Letters to Cleo, or all the bands that are female-fronted that, that did significant strides at the same time as Nirvana. So, I mean, I think it's out there. You just have to kind of take it and say, this is as real as anything else.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting that you mentioned some of those bands, Phil. I'm going to switch gears here briefly, but in the Club Crawl guide that James from Tucson Scene put together, he compared you guys to Belly, Veruca Salt, Tanya Donnelly. Duncan, our sound engineer here tonight, was comparing you guys to Elastica. And I hear a little bit more of the, a little bit more classic sounds of, say, the Pretenders or the Motels. So I was kind of curious, you know, all these different opinions about what sound you guys are similar to. What are your influences musically?
Oh, I love, you know, Kim Gordon, Kim Deal, Sonic Youth. And then I love songwriters like Bob Dylan. I'm all over the map as far as music goes. So, but as far as our sound, I think we just kind of, we have such eclectic taste that it's just kind of like some kind of collision of sound.
Sure.
But I do love the Pretenders, and I am influenced, you know. She's obviously in my vocal range, so yeah.
Chris Evans, great. You know, it's interesting because having been a classical guitar instructor at the university, you know, I try to separate classical music, art music, and popular music. And I'm a, as you can tell, I'm a big fan of, you know, Belly, Tanya Donnelly, when I used to teach my course, my popular music course at Pima, I actually communicated with Tanya several times, and I used quotes that she would send to me to help, you know, push forward points about the mainstream music industry and how the independent can still achieve success mm-hmm. in contemporary times. That music, is great, and as you said, was overlooked. You know, Julianna Hatfield. Most people, you know,
Phil loves her.
She's great. You know, she's fantastic, fantastic artist. So, you know, there are a lot of influences. Yeah. Julie?
I like to rock. I like Muse a lot. They're one of, like, you know, up and coming, and I've seen them maybe four times or something, and they're awesome. And then I like, who's on my, Tom Petty and, Yeah, I really like them. Those are some of the bands I like.
Yeah. Cool. Well, shall we get to some more stuff here in Studio 2A?
Definitely.
Sure.
All right. Mozart Sister right here on Locals Only on KXCI.
Song about bad beer. It's called Aftertaste.
Begin to speak the reasons why I guess
Yeah.
Once again, you're listening to Mozart's Sister, recorded in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on KXCI. And their recent release is called The Girls We Followed Home. Who did you guys work with on the recording of the album?
We worked with a fellow by the name of Nathan Sabatino.
From Loveland.
Loveland Studios.
Who is the bomb. Nathan, yeah. You're the bomb and you know it.
I've had a whole slew of bands coming through here lately who have recorded with him. Greyhound Soul and Last Week Days Unfold. Yeah. And the list goes on. He's sounds like he's an in-demand producer in town. But, you know, when I listen to your album and the other artists who have recorded with him, it's proof positive that he's a great engineer. So,
yes.
You guys plan to work with him next time around?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope
absolutely.
So.
Okay. Where are you at? I mean, it might be premature to ask if you guys are already crafting songs for the next album or thinking about recording or...
I think that our goal over the next month is to get together and do more writing so that we can premiere...
We started that one already, remember?
Okay. That way we can premiere some new tunes. You know, our writing process is always an evolution. So, you know, we start with ideas and then we play around with them and see how they develop out.
Well, I hope to see more live shows in the near future from you guys and maybe some of this new material, but nothing planned as of yet?
No, we're going to see how the next, you know, we just got off, what was it, 6 shows in 30 days, uh-huh. And I know that may not seem like much, but we all have full-time real lives, too, and it'll be nice to kind of chill out for a little bit.
Over the holidays, get fat a little bit, eat some good food, and come back, work it out.
Out-of-town shows, and then coming back here was kind of rough.
Yeah.
Especially with the professional lives that we all have.
Yes.
So.
Sure. I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I wanted to mention before I forget, I want to thank Duncan on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the sound
thanks,
this evening.
Thanks, Duncan.
Thanks, man.
And next week on the live segment of Locals Only, my guest will be Sleep Like Trees. They are an instrumental duo, so be sure to tune in and check that out. If you didn't catch all of the performance from Mozart's Sister tonight, you can check out our online archive, which we have available now. It's kxci.org/locals-only. You can download the entire performance and interview there. And as we mentioned earlier, a couple places on the web to get more information about the band. Their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Mozart's Sister, and their own webpage at www.mozartssister.com. You had mentioned earlier when you were talking about the genesis of the band that that Phil, you were in the Diagonals.
That's
and,
correct.
I was kind of curious about any other projects that you guys might be in separate from Mozart's Sister.
I'm also in Cerebellum, and we've been together about 3 years now, and that's a 4-piece, and I don't know, we're having fun.
Are you playing with anybody else these days, Amy?
Yeah, actually. So I'm like, who haven't I played with? So I'm playing with a like alt country band called Ray. They're also on MySpace. So if you guys check out our page, you'll see like a link to them. I do some stuff with the Gunrunners and sometimes the Luminarios and whoever's like available and if I have time, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Once again, I want to thank you guys so much for coming down this evening. And,
Thank you.
Here is sounding great, and keep us posted about upcoming shows, and we'll definitely keep the listeners posted as well. Congratulations once again on the new album. And if you're willing, I'd love to have you play us up to the top of the hour.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Mozart's Sister right here on Locals Only on KXCI.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Run to be now. This is how I want to run. keep it in the how. Cause this is how I long to want to be now. This is how I long to
a song about never compromising your artistic integrity for anything whatsoever. Never. I would never change lyrics ever for the FCC. No way.
She opened the door, now she's rolling up dollars, I'm begging for more. I didn't know your girl was a crack whore. Yeah, yeah, you know, something's gotta give. All your money's gone, there's bruises on the skin. Yeah, yeah, you know, told me she was different, baby. Selling ass behind your back, just to make a living. Didn't know your girl was a crack whore. She seemed so nice when she opened the door. Now she's rolling up dollars and begging for more. I didn't know your girl was a crack whore. Yeah, yeah, you know, what goes up now must come down. Didn't know how hard that you'd hit the ground. Yeah, she's so thin, I thought she was Hollywood now, baby. Didn't know she was hitting the path every chance she could. Didn't know your girl was a crack whore. She's so nice when she opened the door. Now she's rolling up dollars and begging for more. I didn't know your girl was a crack whore. Swelling up dollars and begging for more. Didn't know you got.